I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, and this is the voice that's performed more tenor roles than any other great operatic artist of our time. Plácido Domingo has performed 126 parts. He's made more than 100 recordings and received 11 Grammys. He's got a powerful voice, and he's a powerful draw. Of course, being one of the three tenors, along with the late Luciano Pavarotti and José Carreras, didn't hurt. Plácido Domingo is as happy to cross vocal music genres as he is to cross continents and cultures. Right now, in fact, he's on his Around the World tour. He's filled houses in German cities, Moscow, Hong Kong, and in his hometown, Madrid. And earlier this week, he touched down in Boston, where we spoke to him about how this classical art form is getting new converts through high-definition, live simulcasting of stage performances to a movie theater near you.
It has been tried different ways. A few years back, I did it already in London, in the square of Covent Garden. People was outside. I did it then in Madrid also, in Munich. And then I did it in one of the companies that I am the director of in Washington. We have done it already for three seasons. We have done Porgy and Bess, Madame Butterfly, and La Boheme. And finally also, it came rather something new, the Metropolitan Opera doing the simulcast, not only in the squares or in a public place, but to go to the cinemas.
Did you sit with the audience at all? Did you see the reaction among them?
Yes, absolutely. But it is fabulous to see the reaction of all the people. And I think we are bringing new public. And I don't know how much more can be done, but I can see it. I can see it, and this is something that is developing more and more. For the cinema houses, it's convenient because they are charging more. They are charging $20 rather than $11, something like that. So I will see that it's really a great success when I can see, for instance, that in the New York area, something like 20 or 25 cinemas, then they are passing at the same time this live performance. But I can see that probably in a few years, you will be able to see performances from all around the world, probably in the cinemas, and even I see every day more and more there will be more classic television channels than you will be able even to see it at home.
So what gives you that hope, though? Because what we hear is that things are moving very much in the opposite direction in terms of vocal music, classical music. I don't know if you know, but the Vancouver Radio Symphony, the last one that was existing in North America, it just announced that it was closing.
Well, I can't believe, because I think radio lives forever, you know. But I think to appeal the youth, to appeal the new public, it's very important, the image also. I think it's tremendous. I was involved already in two of these simulcasts at the Met, singing The First Emperor by Tan Don, and just for a few months back, I was conducting the Romeo and Juliet with Anna Netrebko. And it was a tremendous success, and there is a lot of new public going to this simulcast, and they are going to be probably new young public, and probably other people then will be new donors, which we need it also, you know.
Tenor Plácido Domingo, the general director of the Washington National Opera and the Los Angeles Opera. By the way, regarding those new dollars and new converts who are discovering opera through live HD transmissions, well, the Metropolitan Opera of New York had a performance of Puccini's La Boheme earlier this month that debuted in 17 movie theaters in France. Got a standing ovation, in fact, from the crowd at a theater on the Champs-Élysées. The Met show also went shore to ship on Princess cruise lines from Egypt to Cape Horn to the Caribbean.
Granada. Tierra soñada por mí. mi cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti.
And as far as Domingo's solo career is concerned, his concerts in theaters, the old-fashioned way, is still packing them in. That's what happened at Boston's Wang Theater earlier this week.